Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Monday, April 13th, and today I'll be continuing going through the bracket I've been doing over the past few days. And you can email us with any questions, and that email is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Wagner Sports TLK. That's at WAGNERSPORTSTLK. All right, so we're going to get right into it today. We're now on bracket number 9. We're now more than halfway through this. And let's get right into it. So the first matchup we have today is number 1, Nolan Arenado, versus number 16, Dallas Keuchel. If I had done this bracket a few years ago, Keuchel could have been like a 2 seed or something. But now he's dropped off. His production has completely dropped off from where it was from. But not with Arenado. Arenado has been an absolute beast. He's a great fielder. He's who I have moving on in this matchup. And he batted 315 last year with 41 home runs and a 6.7 war, which is just crazy. For a team that has that many good other players, with many good other players on that team, it's crazy to see that much output from one player like that. And I think he's got a... he's still got a fair amount left in him. He's only 28 still, so I'm not worried about him over the next year. So I think he'll have another solid year. Maybe not quite the production he had last year, but he'll bat somewhere around 300. As on his career, he's batted 295. So I expect another good year from Arenado. So I have him moving on over Dallas Keuchel. The next matchup we have here is number 8, Ramon Laureano, versus number 9, Brock Holt. I really love Ramon Laureano. I mean, he has an absolute cannon. You have to look this guy up. Ramon Laureano, he's made some crazy plays. Like, he just whips it from, like, the base of the wall all the way to first base, just on a line, which is just crazy. That's so far. That's like somewhere around 350 feet to 400 feet. And he bats really well. I mean, these past 2 years, he's batted 288. 2018 was his rookie year. This most recent season, he got to play a full season with the Athletics. He hit 24 home runs too, which is a high number. And his WAR is at 3.6, almost up to 4. So you like to see that out of a guy who's putting in a lot of effort down there in Oakland. So he's gonna get the nod over Brock Holt, who's a great utility in his own right, but he just doesn't have the star power to outlast Laureano. So the next matchup we're given here is number 5, Zach Greinke, versus number 12, Kevin Pillar. I think Greinke is an easy decision in this matchup. He's been a great pitcher over his tenure in the MLB. His ERA is at 3.35 over his career, and he's 36. He's been in the league way longer than I think most people, like, thought. He's been in the league since 2004, and this past season with the Astros, he played part of the season with the Astros. He played great. He was 18-5 and had a 6.0 war, so that ability to win has him moving on in this bracket over Kevin Pillar. So the next matchup we have right here is number 4, Joey Gallo, versus number 13, Zach Wheeler. I think the decision is obvious here. I went with Gallo. He just, the power in his bat is just crazy. I mean, he didn't get to play a full season this year, but in 2018, the average is lower than you want it to be, but just the home runs, it's just so up there. I mean, he hit 40 in the season that he played, almost a full year, and his WAR was still at 3.1 this year. The batting average is only 253 this past season. But, I mean, besides that, there's no real... you need to get that contact up, but the pure power is amazing. So I'm going to have him move on in this matchup against Zach Wheeler. So the next matchup we have right here is your number 6, Yordan Alvarez, versus number 11, Scott Kingery. I have Alvarez moving on. I'm sure some of you know he was a rookie last year for the Astros, and he only played in 87 games, but he hit 27 bombs and batted .313, which is just crazy for a guy that's just 22. He's out of Cuba, and he's just a great player for a star-studded organization. So he moves on in an easy decision over Scott Kingery. The next matchup we have right here is number 3, Eugenio Suarez, versus number 14, Colin McHugh. I really like Suarez. He hits. He's a balanced hitter. He can hit for power and for average. So I really think he has a future in the league for a long time. He's only 28. And he played a full season, 159 games this past season. Almost a completely full season in 162 games. But he was only, he was 3 games shy of that. But he had a almost 4.0 WAR. It was at 3.9. And his batting average was 271. But he hit 49 bombs. It's a guy that you don't expect to have that crazy pop, but he does. So I got to give it to him in that matchup. The next matchup we have is Luis Urias versus Daniel Murphy. I was really split in this decision. I mean, Urias, he's only played 92 games in the pros. But during that time, he hit .334. But he only had 4 home runs, and his WAR is down at 1.8. Against a guy like Daniel Murphy, who we've seen has proven that he can be a great hitter in this league. So I ended up giving this decision to Daniel Murphy. He batted .279 this most recent season. The WAR is lower than you want it, but I think that he still gets a lot done. He can hit for average. He might not have the most pop in his bat. He's still at 13 home runs, but he's on your team to get on base. So I pick him in this matchup, even though it's a really tough matchup, one of the toughest of this whole tournament. So I pick Daniel Murphy there. So the next matchup we have is number 2, Walker Buehler, versus number 15, Sonny Gray. This is another guy in Sonny Gray who, if we did this a couple years ago, he could have been like a 2 seed, but he's not anymore. And now you have a guy like Walker Buehler, who's just a great pitcher, and he's who I have winning this matchup. In 2018, his ERA was just at 2.62. This most recent season, it was up a little bit at 3.26. But he was still 14-4, which that ability to win, that's really what you want in a pitcher. You want them to be able to go out and win baseball games for you. And for that reason, I pick Walker Buehler in that matchup easily over Sonny Gray. So the next matchup we have here is moving on to the second round, we have number one, Nolan Arenado, versus number eight, Ramon Laureano. To me, it's a simple decision. Nolan Arenado, just that that all-round hitting prowess that he possesses, you have to move him on over a guy who's still a really great, has a great arm and can hit very well in Laureano, but you have to pick Arenado in this matchup. The next matchup we have here is number five, Zach Greinke, versus number four, Joey Gallo. I pick Greinke just because he's going to get it done no matter what. He's been in the league for a super long time. He knows what it's like. So I pick him over a guy like Gallo, who, I mean, Gallo, just the batting average, it worries me how low it is. I mean, it was 2 years ago, I think. It was down when he played a full season. It was down at 206, which is just too concerning for me. So I have to pick a consistency guy like Greinke in that matchup. The next matchup we have is number three, Eugenio Suarez, versus number six, Jordan Alvarez. I went with Alvarez here. He just that ability he possesses to go yard. These are two similar hitters. But also, I think that Jordan Alvarez can hold up his stat line through this year. He may not hit 313, but it'll maybe hit 295. That's what you're hoping for in a guy like him for next year. And I think that he has the tools to do that next year. So I have him winning against Eugenio Suarez. And the last matchup of this round, we have number two, Walker Buehler, versus number seven, Daniel Murphy. I really like Walker Buehler. I just think he's a great pitcher out there for the Dodgers, and I think he'll go a long way in this league. So I have him moving on against Daniel Murphy. So we move on to the semifinals of this bracket, of this part of the bracket. And it's this first matchup is number one, Nolan Arenado, versus number five, Zach Greinke. I went with Arenado just because, once again, like that balance of hitting, he hits for average, for a very high average. He hits for a very high amount of home runs. So I have him moving on over a guy like Greinke. And then the final matchup of the semifinals, there's two matchups. So number six, Jordan Alvarez, versus number two, Walker Buehler. I have Buehler winning. I think that's easy for me because I think that he has a really bright future. He had a great season in 2018, followed it up with another great season in 2019. And I think he's really got a real future in this league. I mean, he threw two complete games in 2019, and he's able to pitch so well out there on the mound. So the next matchup we have for the finals of this bracket, we have number one, Nolan Arenado, versus number two, Walker Buehler. I want to give it to both of these guys. I just think they're both great players. But in the end, I went with Arenado. He hit 41 home runs this past season with a 315 average, which is just, that's crazy that you can hit that well for average and still have that many home runs. And his on-base percentage is up at 379, almost to 380, which is also super high. Which shows that pitchers are respecting him, and he's still only 28. So I have him beating Buehler and moving on in this total bracket to the Sweet 16. So now we're on to bracket number 10. The first matchup we have here, jumping right in, is number one, Ronald Acuna Jr., versus number 16, Mikel Franco. the decision was obvious for me. Obviously, Ronald Acuña Jr. is who you want to take because, I mean, he was only in his second year last year, and he was hitting at 280. His rookie year, he hit 293. In this past season, he hit 41 home runs. He was in the home run derby. That combination I just talked about with Arenado, Acuña has that too. That's what makes you a great hitter, is that you can do it all, not just one thing. And I'm going to compare this to another sport that I sometimes enjoy to watch, UFC. You can't just be like a great striker or a great grappler or a great boxer. You have to be able to do it all. And that's what I think these MLB hitters have to be able to do. Like Acuña, he can get it all done. And he also has a WAR of 5.7, which is what you like to see out of a guy with so much production for a team like the Braves. So the next matchup we have is number 8, Sean Manaea, versus number 9, Jason Hayward. I think a lot of these guys who are playing out in Oakland go under the radar, almost unnoticed, even though they're playing so well, just because they're in a small market, not many people know about them. But Sean Manaea is a great pitcher. The only problem I have with him is it was one great season. I don't know if he's going to be able to replicate that. I really don't know. I'm not saying he can't, but I don't know what he'll be able to do next season. But, I mean, that's amazing. He had a .78 whip, which is walks plus hits divided by innings pitched, and an ERA, or earned run average, of 1.21, which is so low. But another problem you run into with Manaea is that he only played 5 games in this season. So you don't have a giant sample size for him. So that's the only worry I have when it comes to Manaea. So the next matchup we have here is number 5, Andrelton Simmons, versus number 12, Jose Iglesias. I'm sure anyone who watches baseball knows Andrelton Simmons is a great fielder, but he can also hit. He can also hit. In 2018, he batted .292. In 2019, production was a little down to .264. But he's a contact hitter who gets on base a fair amount. And, I mean, he's out there. He's a four-time gold glover. He won the Platinum Glove, which is the best fielder for each position. And he still has a almost two WAR, which you'd like to see that a little higher, but it's fine for now. But he easily wins, in my mind, against a guy like Jose Iglesias. So the next matchup we have is number 4, Charlie Morton, versus number 3, Jake Arrieta. This is another guy in Jake Arrieta that, had we done this a couple years ago, he would have been a much higher seed. But I give this matchup to Morton because this past season he had a 3.05 ERA. The season before he had a 3.13. You can see him putting up solid around 3.0 ERA seasons, which is what you like to see. And he was also 16-6 for a team like the Rays, who they don't have the most star-studded lineup, but he's still able to go 16-6 for a team like that, which is, that's a really good record. And he still has a almost 5 WAR. He's sitting at a 4.9. So he wins that matchup against Jake Arrieta. The next matchup we have here is number 6, David Fletcher, versus number 11, Jesus Aguilar. I think Fletcher kind of goes unnoticed with teammates like Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. He hit 290 this past season. the home run number is really low for him, but he still has a 4.5 WAR. His on-base percentage is at 350. And he's able to work through solid seasons. He played a full season this year, and he's still only 25. He's still really young. His debut season was 2018 at 23 or 24. And he's a great player for a star-studded Angels team now. The next matchup, so he's moving on over Jesus Aguilar, to be clear. And the next matchup we have here is number 3, Matt Olson, versus number 14, Colin McHugh. This one was clear once again. Olson, just a great power hitter. You'd like to see the average a little higher. It was at 267. But he's still a great player nonetheless. He has a 5.4 WAR, which is really high, and you like to see that in a player who has a lower batting average. And he's still only 26, which is a benefit too, I should say. Sorry. So the next matchup we have here is number 7, Eric Hosmer, versus number 10, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. I have Gurriel winning. I just think he is a better player than Hosmer, to be honest with you. I mean, he's been consistent over the first two seasons of his career. The only problem is he hasn't played a bunch of games. He's been injured. But you like to see that consistency over those games that he has played, and he only has a 1.7 WAR. You'd like to see it higher, but he does possess that average to go far in this league, and he's still only 26, so he has a bright future ahead of him, I believe, in this league. And Hosmer's still a great player in his own right. I feel bad not picking him. I think he's a great player. It was a really tough decision, but I went with Gurriel in the end. The next matchup and last matchup of this first round here, we have number 2, Xander Bogaerts, versus number 15, Chris Archer. I have Xander Bogaerts winning. I think this one was obvious. Chris Archer, once again, another guy that if we did this a couple years ago, he could have been so much higher up, but Bogaerts easily wins this matchup now. He batted 309 this past season with 33 home runs, almost a 6 WAR. It's at 5.9, and he's a great hitter for a Red Sox team that really will need it now. So we move on to the second round. The first matchup of the second round is number 1, Ronald Acuña Jr., versus number 8, Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea is a great pitcher. I just haven't seen enough from him, so I've got to go with Acuña with that all-around hitting that he can hit for power, he can hit for contact, whatever you need him to do, he can do it. So I have Acuña moving on in that matchup. The next matchup we have here is number 4, Charlie Morton, versus number 5, Andrelton Simmons. I think that Morton's the better player just because the consistency that he possesses over these past couple seasons, he's been able to hold around a 3 ERA. And his whip is low as well, and he's able to win games. The record over his career, he has a winning record, but really recently, he's been 16-6 this past season with the Rays, and the season before with the Astros, he was 15-3. So you can see he can do it with and without a star-studded lineup, so that reason I have to move on Charlie Morton over Andrelton Simmons. So the next matchup we have is number 6, David Fletcher, versus number 3, Matt Olson. I have Matt Olson moving on as the 3 seed. I know we don't really have a lot of upsets here, but that's because these are some really solid players we're looking at. So I have 3, Matt Olson beating David Fletcher. because of that power risk he possesses, he can change the game in with one pitch, which is really what I like to see. And that's why that WAR is up at a 5.4, because you can change one game with one swing. So he can win you a game just based off one pitch. So I like to see that power with a guy like Olsen, who can still hit with a pretty solid average at 267. So he moves on in that matchup. The next matchup we have here is number 10, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. versus number 2, Xander Bogaerts. I have Bogaerts, a really solid contact hitter. He can hit for some power with 33 home runs this past season. Also, that really high 5.9 WAR. You really like to see that. So I think he generates a lot for that Boston lineup. The next matchup we have in the semifinals of this bracket, we have number 1, Ronald Acuña Jr., versus number 4, Charlie Morton. I really believe that Acuña Jr. is the future of the league. I think he's a really great hitter. He can get it done anytime you need him to. He's batted .280 this past season. The season before, .293. You've seen the average. You've seen the home runs. He's hit 67 home runs over two seasons with the Braves. And in the MLB, he's only played two seasons. So I think he's a great player. And he's still only 22. I think he's the future of the league right there. And Ronald Acuña Jr. winning that matchup against Charlie Morton. The next matchup we have in the semifinals is number 3, Matt Olson, versus number 2 seed Xander Bogaerts. I have Bogaerts winning this matchup. I think it's just because the WAR number and combined with the average, he hits a little less home runs than Olson does, I believe. But it's a way higher average he hits for. Yeah, Olson hits 34. 6 home runs, Bogaerts hits 33. So that number is so close that you can't overlook the average difference, with Bogaerts hitting 309 and Olsen only hitting 267. So I have Bogaerts easily winning that matchup in my mind. So the final matchup of the day, we have number 1, Ronald Acuña Jr. versus number 2, Xander Bogaerts. I've already said it. I think Acuña Jr. is the future of the league. I have him winning this matchup. In my mind, I could see him going really far in this tournament. I have he hit 41 home runs once again this past season in 156 games, and embedded 280. Which is really consistent considering his he batted .293 the season prior. And he does a lot for that Braves organization with a 5.7 WAR. I just think he's a great player. And he's gained the respect from pitchers as his on-base percentage is at .365. So I have him winning. And with that said, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll be continuing with this bracket tomorrow, and I hope you tune in and listen tomorrow. Thank you for listening.